Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 12th edition. We have an 8-game early, starting at 1:10 Eastern time, 10:10 Pacific, and a 6-game main slate starting at about 7:10 Eastern time, 4:10 Pacific. So hope you guys are ready for that. Hope you guys had a great Tuesday. It was a fun one. Lots of offense, and our pitching was pretty good if you stuck with the game plan we talked about on Tuesday's show. If you have any questions, though, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. You can find all my work there, all my podcasts, all my written content gets tweeted out. If you like the podcast, give them a rate and reviews. That'd be great. If you watch the YouTube, subscribe, thumbs up. And then if you want some extra written content, Gain of the Edge Fantasy with myself, Mike Curlin, Michael Simeone, and Jorge Montanez. It's a blast. It's a Patreon, patreon.com/GTEFantasy is where you can find us for as low as $5 a month. We'd appreciate the fun over there, and it's a blast, Discord and everything. So come join and make it happen. All right, we got two slates to break down for you. I'm going to try to do them as quick as possible to get you through here. 8-game early slate. You got White Sox Twins, total of 8.5. Padres Mets, 8.5. Mariners Cubs, no total because of weather. The wind was blowing out on Tuesday, and it showed. Cardinals Rockies, 12.5. Day game in Coors, getaway day, lots of fun there. Marlins Phillies, 8. Nats Angels, 9.5. And that is it for the totals on the early slate. So let's get out of here. Zach Wheeler at $9,700 at home against the Miami Marlins is outstanding. I know Wheeler has not been as dominant as you like this year. He's only gone 5 1/3 his last outing, 2 earned, 5 Ks. He hasn't been that guy yet. He got up to 92 and 94 pitches. It's just the consistency, the depth in the pitch counts we have not seen with Wheeler yet. Really good spot there, though, versus Miami at $9,700 for a good bounce back, if you believe it. If not, I get it. Stay away. But I think he's an intriguing option on this slate. Tyler McGill is always a guy I like a lot. He's going up against San Diego. That's a mix-and-match offense. Tyler's gone at least 5 innings in both starts, 2 runs or less. Only 3 Ks his last outing, but we've seen him get up to the 93 pitches. He's probably going to waver between 85 and 95 most starts. He's put up over 20 points in both starts. On a small slate like this, it's a really good spot there for San Diego, so I can get on board with that. Depending on the weather, if the weather is in our favor, Marcus Stroman is a really, really nice play. We talked about it in his first start against Milwaukee. He struck out 8 and 6 shutout innings. We're like, wow, where did the strikeout Marcus Stroman come from? He still had 9 ground balls to 1 fly ball also, so he's still the ground ball machine. And we're like, can he sustain this was the question. Well, then Texas comes to town. 6 more shutout innings, 6 more strikeouts, 8 ground balls to 1 fly ball. He's been very, very effective. Watch the weather. But again, even the weather, if he's getting the ground balls, shouldn't be as big of an issue. So Stroh could be an intriguing option, $8,800. I like the Seattle offense. I really do. But, they're still human. They're not like world beaters like some other teams we like to target. So Stroh at $8,800, when I think some people will look to go up a little higher or save some money, is quite an interesting play. Now, Logan Gilbert is opponent I want to see the weather for. I'd rather have Stroh over the 2. Sonny Gray at $8,300, big fan of. He's going to be popular coming off 13 Ks against Houston, career high strikeout performances last one. I still would have been on him in this matchup facing the Chicago White Sox that has no Tim Anderson, no Yoan Moncada, no Eloy Jimenez. You just go down the list. Pablo Lopez sliced and diced him, even after giving up a couple runs in the first inning, still got us, I think, over 25. He might get us close to 30 TK points. I don't remember. He was outstanding. Same will go for Sonny Gray at $8,300. Jump on that train. Like a Sonny Gray, Marcus Stroman combination is a nice way to save some cash if you want to on this slate. Going down cheaper, though, like I want to believe in Lucas Giolito. If you want to, you can. Lance Lynn struggled against Minnesota. Gio's not much off of a Lance Lynn right now, so that's tilting as all get up. Dre Jameson at $6,900 is very intriguing to me. I just don't know how many pitches. Like, he had 66 in long relief in his first outing, but then his most recent outing, 26 pitches. It's hard to tell how stretched out he is, so I'm going to pass on that one. If you want a savings play, though, Mackenzie Gore at $6,700 against the Angels is interesting. Like, I love this Angels offense, especially against a lefty. But Gore's a guy that we used a lot last year in season-long in DFS before he got hurt. When he came back from his injury, he was not the same pitcher. And that was very, very obvious. Gets traded to the Nationals, and we've seen a guy that's gone at least five innings in each start, two runs or less in each start, and six Ks in each start, over 20 DK points in each start. This is the guy that we were using early in the season with the Padres. Now, it's again, tricky matchup against the Angels, but this is a good spot for a value play at 6,700. We talked about Josiah Gray on Tuesday, and Gray was good. Just didn't get all the strikeouts you'd hope he would get, but still very, very effective with the pitch mix changes. He continued it there. So that's interesting. So if you need a punt, Mackenzie Gore at 67 is the dude I'd have circled on this game. So eight-game slate. You know, I like to keep my pitching kind of tight if we can. You can go Wheeler and McGill if you want. I get it. But I think I'm going to save some money. Give me Stroman. Give me Sonny Gray. And give me Mackenzie Gore. Those are my three dudes. Like, I'm a single injury to three entry max type guy. Those are my three pitchers on this slate. Stroman, Gray, Mackenzie Gore. If you want more options, I usually put a couple more in the cheat sheet over at Game of the Edge Fantasy. But for me, it's Stroman, it's Gray, it's Mackenzie Gore is where I'm looking to plant my flags in pitching at this point in time. Let's check out some bats, though, on this slate, as we will have plenty of offense as well. You have Wilson Contreras and Coors. If he doesn't get the day game after the night game getaway day off, he's 4,600. William Contreras had the day off on Tuesday. He's 41 versus Dre Jameson. So the thing that entices me with Milwaukee, as much as I love Dre, is, and don't forget about Trey. I'm going to have to say that way too many times this year because he's a good pitcher. If he's not long for this game, you get a lot of bullpen from Arizona, and they're not very good. They're not very good at all. So William Contreras at 41 is entire. Like, we saw it Tuesday night. Kelly threw a great game, had a hiccup in the sixth or seventh, and his no-no got broken up. Bullpen comes in and turns into a home run derby. That could happen on Wednesday very easily. So Milwaukee is live. Cheaper options. I love Logan Ohapi. Not going to go up against Gore, though. So just keep him on the radar for future endeavors. Elias Diaz probably gets the day off against Flaherty, dig him after night game. But if not, he's 3,600 in Coors Field. So he'd be a guy. But cheaper-wise, like Gabriel Moreno, if he gets a start. Jansen Junk has come up because Brandon Woodruff got put on the IL. Junk's been okay in the minor leagues. I actually have his fan grass up because I was using it for something else. He's thrown five innings in both starts, given up a total of one run so far. He's walked three and he struck out seven. So he's like nothing special, but he's nothing that bad. We saw him at times last year. Wasn't great. So like Arizona's kind of live in this one. So Gabriel Moreno at 29 could be a cheaper catcher to use. Again, day games after night games, getaway days, you're going to a lot of backup catchers in lineups. So keep an eye on the lineups when they come out. And I usually try to get my cheat sheet out about an hour before when most of our lineups are out, to give you a chance to take advantage of some of those situations. But for now, we're going to go with those guys. Obviously, like I said, there will be more options when we get all the goodies on Wednesday morning. First base for you, though, Shohei's fine if you want, always. Goldie in Coors at 58 is totally fine. Pete Alonso versus Blake Snell. Blake Snell, he's been like not getting shelled but not going deep into games because it's Blake Snell. So pick your battles. CJ Cron against Flaherty. Like, Flaherty's just not good. Like, I don't care if he keeps doing this Houdini act out there. It's going to catch up and catch up quick. Griffin Canning is getting the start for the Angels, his first start after he missed all of 2022 with back and groin injuries. Makes me kind of want to play some Nats, as bad as that sounds coming out of my mouth. So Joey Meneses at 46 is on the board. Not a lock right now. What I do like is Cleveland versus Clark Schmidt, though. And I will say the caveat is once Clark Schmidt comes out, unlike Arizona, the Yankees bullpen's pretty good. So it makes it difficult. But like Josh Naylor at 42 is nice. Or you just save money and do what I like to do best. You got Christian Walker at 4K versus Jansen Junk. That's a good value on this slate. If you think Zach Wheeler's kind of broken, Garrett Cooper at 36 is nice. I could see that. Alec Bohm is now first base, third base eligible at 38. That's enticing. But the guy I was looking for was even cheaper. He was $3,400 on Tuesday, and he went to Ding Dong City. Is Rowdy Tellez, my dog. He's $3,200 for Dre Jameson at that Milwaukee bullpen. He will be on the cheat sheet, and he will be in the fancy blue color. That means top plays on this cheat sheet. Because at that price point, I want some Rowdy in my life in a matchup I'm a big fan of. Like, let's go back real quick. Let's see what the total is in that Arizona-Milwaukee game. I told you this would be quick. It's never quick when I say it's going to be quick. It's just the reality. There's no total yet because of the Dre Jameson and Jansen Chung situations on this one. But Rowdy at 32, yeah, we can get behind that. Franchi Cordero went deep again on Tuesday night, so he needs to be acknowledged. He's like the Roman Reigns of the New York Yankees right now. Acknowledge me. First base outfield eligible for Franchi, $2,600 going up against Battenfield, who's making the start for the injured Tristan McKenzie. No, that was Gaddis, who just went out with Cleveland. Somebody else went out. They're losing people. Everyone's losing people. So Franchi Cordero at 26 is very much of a first base outfield. So you can still play Rowdy, and you can play Franchi if you so choose. There's tons of ways to go about it there. So that'll pretty much wrap up first base, though. Second base, I'm always a Glaber fan. He's day-to-day, though. But Yankees are a good play and should be very popular going up against Battenfield in that matchup. But they don't even have a total yet because of...
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed. And that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
The pitching situation there as well. But you can go to Torres, Brendan Donovan and Coors at 48. Totally cool. Ryan McMahon at 46 and Coors. Like that a lot. Anderson is like, I love this Cleveland team. It's just I'm worried about the New York bullpen and there's other options on the slate. But Cleveland is live. Anderson Jimenez at 45. I'm a fan of. We got Ketel Marte probably leading off for Arizona against Junk at 43. That's not bad. Luis Arraez crushing hit for the cycle on Tuesday. That was big boy stuff. But not sure I want to. I'm not fading Wheeler, even though I get the appeal if you want to. Like, I'd rather save some money. You get Nolan Gorman, who hit a pinch hit dong on Tuesday. He's been crushing baseballs. He's $3,900 in Coors versus Jose Urania. Give me that all day long. That's a cash game play. That's just a just lock it in type play. Phenomenal spot. He's probably hitting sixth for the Cardinals. Bryson Stott at 33 against Cabrera. Okay, I'd still rather get the money to get to Nolan Gorman if I'm paying that much already, or I'd rather save money and drop down to somebody else instead of that. Like Bryce Turang at $2,400 versus Jameson. Like that a lot, especially in your Milwaukee stacks. That's nice. You can definitely build around that one for sure. I think that's it for now. Third base for you there. I actually know who's what's his price. No, Sosa. Lennon Sosa, he's second base shortstop eligible for the White Sox. He's taking Tim Anderson's spot. Keep an eye on him. He's $2,000, and he's hitting like 458 in the minors with some power and speed. Good prospect. Very good prospect with the White Sox. Not sure where they'll hit him in the lineup, but I really don't care for $2,000. So he's second base and shortstop eligible, so keep him on your radar. Third base, Jose Ramirez at 6K, but Nolan Arenado at 55 versus Urania. I like that a lot. You can go cheaper, though. There's a lot of cheaper plays, like not a ton of big boys that you have to pay for on this slate. Like we usually do, like Alec Baum at 38 versus Edwin Cabrera. I like that. Jaime Candelario versus Canning. If we are fading Canning at 36, he's on the board on that one. Other than that, though, whew, this is Edmundo Sosa pass. This is a rough slate. Like, you have a couple for sure things. Third base has been kind of rough overall. I'll say that much. Like, when I build my cheat sheet, it's usually one of the smallest stacks every week. Shortstop, Trey Turner, totally fine. Damsey Swanson is day-to-day. He left with cramps. Hopefully he's back in. Bogart just keeps crushing it. Another home run on Tuesday. He's $5,100 for Tyler McGill. I like Ty Lord, so be careful. Just start with Willy Adames. He went deep again on Tuesday. He's 47 versus Jameson. Tommy Edman at 42 is totally cool in his matchup. John Birdie took Aaron Nola deep on Tuesday. He's 36 versus Wheeler if you're really feeling frisky. Cheaper options, though, when you get down below 3K, it's pretty much Sosa at $2,000 is where I'd be looking if you're going this cheap. Outfield, there will be more. Aaron Judge at 63, sure. Trout, Otani, 61 and 59 respectively, great. Lou Bob at 55 is not bad. Buxton went deep on Tuesday, 53. That's got some wheelhouse. Kyle Schwarber, because Cabrera, he does well, but walks a ton of guys. And when he gets in real trouble, he starts throwing over the middle plate and then gets hit. So Schwarber at 53 in tournaments, I could see being enticing. Cheaper plays, though. Hunter Renfroe, if you aren't a Mackenzie Gore believer at 48, is a look. Giancarlo Stanton at 47 is a bit of a discount. He's been priced up. That fits for you. Christian Yelich at 45 versus Jameson. Hopefully Tyler O'Neill's playing because his coach sucks. O'Neill's $4,400. He's worth a look. Cheaper plays below 4K now. You got Trevor Larnach at $3,900 by the middle of the order versus Giolito. That's not bad if not leading off. Alec Burleson's up to $3,800. That has changed quickly. Still love it. I mean, he's hitting second in that order. Then you have number two in the order, Burleson at 38. I'm there. Miles Straw at 37 is okay. Those are both there. I'd rather go Burleson personally at that price similarity, but both okay. Jordan Walker's $3,400 versus Urania. Sign me up. That's just fine. It's funny watching prices go up because they're playing in Coors all of a sudden. Corbin Carroll's $3,100 for Jansen Junk. That's a great price tag in tournaments. He's been very inconsistent, but has a very, very high ceiling. So Corbin Carroll at 31, that's a very good tournament look if you want to go there. Jonathan Dawes are probably leading off for Colorado. He's 3K versus Flaherty. He's another one you can peek at. Garrett Mitchell at 28, I love him. I didn't see his name do much of anything. He went 2-for-4 with a run, put up 8 points, DK points on Tuesday. He's just priced in a great spot at $2,800. He's got tons of power. He's got some speed, which he hasn't even utilized yet in the bigs. So I have no problem with Garrett Mitchell on this slate, especially as a discount. Victor Robles is playing really well. He's $2,500. If you're just looking to kind of punt, you can go his direction. Willie Calhoun hit cleanup on Tuesday. Just throwing that out there for the Yankees. If he's out there in the middle of the order again at $2,300, he is in play. My boy Joey Weimer is $2,300 as well. He stole a bag on Tuesday, so I like both of them. But that Willie Calhoun one blew me away when I saw that. I was watching the MLB like game day feed. I'm like, what? And then Nelson Velasquez, I'm a huge fan of his. I have him in a bunch of my draft champions, 50-round draft and hold leagues. He was a late pick of mine. I love his power-speed combination of the minors. He got the call-up. Dyer in our GT Discord dropped in a little nugget because he was 2K hitting ninth. I plugged him in immediately. Grand slam. He had a big game. Not going to do that every game, obviously, but he's 2K if you need another just like basically free punt. Nelson Velasquez is a very, very good one. All right, recapping the pitching on the 8-game early slate. I like Stroman, I like Gray, and I like Mackenzie Gore. If you're stacking, though, we like the Yankees versus Battenfield. I don't mind Cleveland, just beware of the bullpen situation with the Yankees. But the Yankees versus Battenfield is totally fine. You could go Minnesota, but I'll pass because I just it's a soft spot with Gio. You got Coors Field, especially St. Louis versus Jose Urania. Always a play. Love Milwaukee for the fact you get the bullpen after Dre Jameson leaves because I'm a huge Dre Jameson fan. That could be a game set because Junk ain't much either. If you want Philadelphia versus Cabrera, that's fine. It's a really interesting slate. Like Colorado stands out. Like I've been trying to fade Colorado. They're a big one on this slate. But the Yankees, Milwaukee is kind of where I'm looking right now. Those two for sure, kind of mix and matching. Like I did really well on Tuesday with a 3-3-2 stack. You know, three Cubs, three Jays, and two Rangers. and it worked out. So you don't have to go full stack all the time, especially in single entries and three max situations. All right, let's take a quick run through the six game evening main slate for you here. And the totals that we have for now: Tigers, Jays, 9, Reds, Braves, 8, Royals, Rangers, 8.5, Dodgers, Giants, 7.5. If you can do math, we're missing two totals because we are. Pitching on this slate, Kevin Gausman at 10-1 versus Detroit. Yes, just pay for it. That's outstanding. Don't mind Kershaw at 99 versus the Gigantes either, but I'll take Gausman over Kershaw for 200 more every single time. If you really want to have some fun, Spencer Strider's only $9,300, and he's better than pretty much all of them. So Gausman and Strider are like 1A, 1B for me. Like them both. You're saving $800 to get to Strider, so that's very interesting in that scenario. I think if you want to have fun on this slate, though, Nate Eovaldi at $8,200 is the wild card for you. He's got over 16 points in each game. He's got 6 Ks in each game. It's just a matter of what other things does he do right or screw up in each game. But he's facing Kansas City. He strikes out way too much right now. So I think you can have some fun there with Nate Eovaldi at $8,200 in tournaments. Alex Cobb's not bad, but there's a lot of question marks when he takes the bump. So I'd rather go Eovaldi at 82. Hunter Green's another question mark, dude. Beware. Beware on that one. Don't mind Brad Keller at 67. If you need a YOLO punt, you can go there. And then Taj Bradley is getting the start for the Rays at $4,000. That is outstanding. He's not fully stretched out. I think he went 4 1/3 in his last outing. So you're praying for 5. He might only get 4, but he's only $4,000. So like you can go Costman or Strider and Bradley. You can still go whatever you want. You don't have to. Bradley will probably be popular. Watch for news throughout the day on Wednesday to maybe get an idea on pitch count. But Taj Bradley at 4K, one of the top pitching prospects in all of baseball, is going to get his first career start. And it is a good one against the Boston Red Sox. But for now, it's Gausman. It's Strider for me up top. I like Eovaldi at 82, though. That is very interesting. Not a ton punts unless you want Hunter Green at 69 just for the strikeout upside. But he's been brutal. But he does have a ceiling, as we know. It's just too many walks. Too many walks gets him in trouble. Doesn't go deep into games. That's his big thing. But he's interesting. Him and Brad Keller are both interesting. I'd rather have Hunter Green's for a ceiling play. But in reality, actually, one guy I'll mention, I don't love it. I like it. I don't love it, but I like it. That's Dean Kramer, just because he's going up against the Oakland Athletics at $5,500. The A's are horrible. We know this. They can still hit guys once in a while. That's the thing. But we've seen Kramer throw great games. We've seen him get shelled. So you kind of pick your poison. We'll see how lineups look. But, you know, ideally, I want Green if I want to punt. But Kramer at 55 is interesting. Bradley will be popular. If I can just build a lineup with Gausman and Strider, I'll be in heaven. Let's put it that way. Let's talk about bats on the six-game slate to see if I can build a lineup and be in heaven. We have Adley Rutschman versus Waldichuk at $5,100. I love it. That'll prevent me from getting those two guys, but I love targeting Waldichuk. He's been a hit-and-miss guy, but I like Baltimore in that stadium versus Waldichuk every single time. Cheaper, though, you could go pay 5K for Salvi Perez if you want, but I'd rather go down. Give me like Sean Murphy at 49 versus Hunter Green, hoping he grooves him a fastball. Alejandro Kirk had a big home run on Tuesday. I like him again at 3,600. And Danny Jansen at 36. They're both facing Erod in Toronto. So Kirk and Jansen at 36, depending on who's starting at catcher, is worth a look. Our boy Jonah Heim had a walk-off three-run ding-dong on Tuesday. He's $3,300 versus Brad Keller if he's starting out like that. Same with Shea Langeliers. He got a home run on Tuesday. He gets Kramer at $3,200. So you don't have to pay up a catcher. Like Kirk and Jansen at 36, Heim at 33, Langeliers at 32. All really solid options. If you want to get, like, without punting the position, but still getting a decent dude, you got some leverage right there. First base position, Vadito at 58. He has a goose egg. One of my two goose eggs in my lineups was Vadito. I'll go back to the well against Erod on that one. Matt Olson at 52 went to Ding Dong City on Tuesday. Fan of that. Nathaniel Lowe's fine against Brad Keller. But Ryan Mountcastle, 2 home runs, 9 RBIs on Tuesday. He's $4,300 versus Waldichuk. Probably chalky, but a good play. So like Vadito, Olson, Mountcastle, pretty solid plays up top with first glance. If you're fading Kershaw, Wilmer Flores is first base, third base at $3,500. That's a dude I'd look at. If you are going Kansas City, because Eovaldi, we know, can get shelled. There's no sugarcoating that. But I don't think he's there right now, but anything's possible. Vinny P is only $3,300. It hasn't been the strongest season for Vinny P, but it's a good spot at 33. And then our boy Tristan Casas is $2,600. I'm okay there. Ryan Noda, who I've written about in recent days, is $2,500 for Oakland if you're going full fade of Dean Kramer. not the play you usually have to make, but my point is you have value with Noda at 25, Kostas at 26, Vinny P at 33. If you don't want to pay for Mountcastle, Olsen, or Vladito, there are options without throughout first base. Second base for you here, Jonathan India at 54, not against Spencer Strider. Marcus Stimmen at 52, yes, versus Keller. Ozzie Albies went deep on Tuesday. He's 47 versus Hunter Green. I like that. Thyro Estrada in tournaments at 44. The Giants are a fun tournament team. David Villar, second base, third base at 39 versus Kershaw. This is a fun, like, let's just do something stupid, Bubba, kind of nights if I'm going to do that. Because Kershaw will get hit around once in a while. And the Giants have just the lineup to make it frustrating for them. But also have the same lineup that can get struck out 12 times. So we'll see. Cheaper plays, though, there aren't a ton at second base. It's murky waters, folks. Maybe Michael Massey at $2,500 versus Eovaldi, but that fun run is slowly coming to an end with him. So pretty much paying up, it looks like, at the second base position. Third base, you have Rafael Devers at 63 versus Taj Bradley. Don't mind Austin Riley at 56. But Matt Chapman talked about him on Tuesday at $4,800, went deep, keeps crushing the baseballs. He's down to 47 versus Erod, so I like that a lot with Chapman. You got David Villar at 39, you got Josh Young at 38. But give me Chapman at 47, or go to Isak Paredes, who went deep again on Tuesday. He's 37 versus Chris Sale. That could be a decent one for you as well. Without too many, Kevin Smith is called up. He's third base shortstop for Oakland. He's played shortstop since getting called up with when Seth Brown went on the IO. Kevin Smith was hitting the ball very, very well in AAA before he got called up. He was a hype man coming into last season, too, in his spring training. He's third base shortstop. He's 2K for Dean Kramer. So if we're getting back on the let's play both studs department, Kevin Smith can help with that. Shortstop, you can go Wander Franco if you like, but give me Bo Bichette. What a nice little solo shot for us on Tuesday's 57 versus Erod. Bobby Witt's just fine at 51 if you need to go that direction. Jorge Mateo at 39 is very interesting. Get on base and steal some bags versus Waldichuk. I could see that definitely happening. Orlando Arcia at 34. I'd rather get up to Mondesi at 30 or Mateo at 39, or just come down the list here to Kevin Smith at 2K. That's going to be one just like Lennon Sosa in the early slates 2K. Kevin Smith's 2K on this slate. Those are kind of like, I'm not going to say free squares, but pretty nice punts. Outfield position for you, though, Ronald Acuna Jr. at 65 is great. I like Randy Rosarena at 61 versus Sale. It's just, man, he's almost getting too expensive, even though I love Randy. That's getting a little dicey. George Springer went deep on Tuesday. He's $5,400 versus Erod. He's another guy you can take a peek at. Masataka Yoshida against Taj Bradley at 5K. It's a little pricey, but I get it. I can see that being fun. MJ Melendez had a good game on Tuesday. He's 46 versus Eovaldi. Actually, he did not. I'm thinking of someone else. Never mind. Cancel that thought. A few others, though, when you get below 4K. Austin Hayes went deep on Tuesday. He gets the lefty Waldichuk at 38, so I like that, especially leading off. In his scenario, you got James Outman at 36 versus Cobb. That's another value. If you're going there, Manny Margot will get the start against Chris Sale at 34. If you want to take that gamble, I don't hate it, but don't love it. Going below 3K now, I'm not targeting Kevin Gausman, so that's not happening. You have Robbie Grossman at 28, Jason Hayward at 28. They're just not great, but I get it. Like Bubba Thompson at 26 is a value I can like. See, get on base, steal some bags, score some runs. Travis Jankowski's been playing a lot. He put up a goose egg on Tuesday after like back-to-back monster games. So if you're stacking up Texas versus Keller, Jankowski at 25 should be in your lineups and your stacks. It's a nice little savings in that situation. Connor Capel at $2,200 against Kramer is a cheap Oakland Athletic to put in your lineups if you want to. Other than that, nothing immediately standing out. All right, recapping your pitching on this wonderful slate is Gausman. It's Strider up top. That's who I want to have in my lineups. Eovaldi at 82 is interesting for sure. If you're punting, I want the green ceiling or the Dean Kramer just YOLO. Taj Bradley will be fun. I just don't think he goes long enough to even get you a win. So that's what makes it tricky there. Stacking up-wise, I like Oakland versus Dean Kramer. Love Toronto versus Erod. I think Baltimore versus Oakland. So that Baltimore-Oakland game could be a game stack and a half. I think Texas versus Brad Keller is interesting. Tampa Bay versus Chris Sale. Lots of ways to go, but like that Oakland-Baltimore game in Toronto is where I want to plant my flag right out the gate on this slate. But all right, folks, we're going to wrap it up there. It looks like Tony in the chat's already saying early reports show the wind's blowing out at Wrigley at 17 miles an hour tomorrow. So, folks, get your cubbies back in the lineup. Like Velasquez, as we talked about. We'll see how that lineup looks because that could be another fun Ian Happ. Nico Horner went off for me. He's like, it makes it good because you have Velasquez 9, Horner leading off. It's a good wraparound stack to make some magic happen. It pays off well. So thanks for the info there, Tony. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. We have an 8-game early, 6-game late slates to attack on a Wednesday. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. I'll be in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord throughout the morning and the day to help with your questions there. But give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. Check out everything else I'm doing. It's a lot of stuff. I tweet it all out there. But thanks for listening, everybody. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 12th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.